Communication is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Morning, radio control. Have we got a Jordan there?
You have a Jordan here.
Yay!
Morning, BFM. Have we got a Rachel there?
You've got a Rachel and you've got a Zoe. How's it going?
And a Zoe. Oh, so good. Hey, cheers.
It's nice to chat with you. I think this is the first time you and I have had a chat. I had the flu last time we spoke. Tuva'a was here hanging out. I want to know what's happening in the mighty Manawatu this morning. What's going on down south?
Hey, that's so weird hearing that we're down south. I like that. I'd just like to introduce everyone out there on air to Rachel and Zoe. We've just got on air on our end.
Nice. Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? They're all the way up in Tamaki Makaurau hanging out. They've just asked what's happening down here in Palmy. Well, we've had an eventful week. We have up here at the Massey campus, we had the open day.
Oh, nice.
So we had heaps of choice people from around the country coming to visit our lovely part of the Motu. And it was really, really exciting. The radio control crew were all down there just yelling happy stuff at people, being like, it's the swamp city, but it's choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Christchurch originally, so I appreciate swamp city vibes in a big way. Stoked to see, it's nice to have students back on campus. It's been a long time for us up here as well, but we have got people back hanging out around underneath BFM, which is always good. You get a sort of eye in the sky view up where we are, and you can kind of see what's going on when you sort of go have your lunch. It's nice to see students back and doing the thing that you come to university to do, which is obviously learn, but also hang out and make some mates. So it's definitely a good time. Is there cool gigs happening this weekend? Anything on the music horizon that we should have our eyes on?
Palmy's killing it this weekend, actually. So tonight down at the Underground Bar, we've got Doubloon doing some like liquid DMB stuff. So that's just on the square. That's going to be real choice. He's got a couple of his homies coming in a bit later to do some more upstarty, up-tempo-y stuff after he's done all his liquid stuff.
Nice.
And then tonight, yeah, so good. Just to switch it up, eh? And then tonight at the Stomach, we have Sweater. They've got a 10-year anniversary reunion for their first album that they recorded 10 years ago. A bunch of guys that used to work up here at Radio. So it's going to be really cool to go down and see them.
Awesome.
They've got Pom Pom and Sports Dreams playing with them. And then also over in Whanganui, which isn't too far from us, this evening we have Banks Arcade playing with Gloom in the Corner, both based out of Melbourne, but Banks Arcade are originally from mostly around the Manawatu, which is really choice. What about up in Tamaki?
Hey, that sounds like a great weekend. We've got some good stuff. It's actually one thing that I've been stoked to see is we're getting increasingly more and more all-ages gigs happening up here, because we had a bit of a dark period for a while where there weren't so many spaces available to have all-ages things, and we're slowly getting a few more of those happening. We've got the Tuning Fork, which is attached to the Big Spark Arena down in the centre of town, and they do a lot of all-ages gigs now. And we've got Darts coming up from Poneke this weekend.
Yeah.
They're going to be bringing their Hoons tour on the road and joining force with Deb 5000, who's an awesome as Rungus punk group from up here in Tamaki. And then a few all-ages bands as well, Cold Sweats and The Dawns are going to be playing. And then we've also got another cool all-ages gig happening in the St. Kevin's Arcade this weekend with Greco Romank, our favourite sort of, I don't even know how you describe Greco Romank, just amazing, bizarre, strange world builders. Krauss is going to be there, and For the Girl Who Has Everything. And then Sigur Rós is playing at Spark Arena as well. So if you really want to get Icelandic this weekend, then there's a lot of cool stuff going on around the city. So yeah, it's pretty special. And we've got some cool as music. We've given you a song this morning from the absolute loudest two people in all of Auckland, which is Earth Tongue, their first new music in about 3 years, and they've got a video coming out later today, deeply inspired by The Shining, and filmed at a very spooky house that they scouted outside of Hamilton. I hope you enjoy it, because it will very much wake you up if you haven't quite had a coffee yet. This will be the thing that does it for you today. But what have you given us this morning?
Yeah, totally. I've actually had a peep at that video. They've just put the video up, so you should go check it out because it is really choice.
Nice.
It's nice and haunty vibes. When I read the description, I totally just wanted to go see that video, and then I've got a link this morning. Very exciting.
It helps that they're both good filmmakers as well, and Ezra has a nice 16mm camera that he's running around with.
Yeah. It's totally and you can feel it like 80s lenses. It's all happening. It's so good. But this week we have sent you our local legends coming out of Morris Street Network, Bitch Whistle, with their banger Breedingworth. It's a bit of a commentary on what it's like to be a trans person around in rural New Zealand. So it's really choice that these three legends have got together. And they're starting to build a commentary about that around Palmerston North and stuff like that. It's a bit of a strange place to come up if you're in that kind of community. So we love giving people like that a platform, eh?
Wicked. Hey, Jordan, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Enjoy all the many awesome gigs and the students being back. And we'll talk to you again in a few weeks' time.
We will chat again soon, and we will be playing Earth Tongue's Miraculous Death for the legends up there at BFM. And they have for us...
Other way around. We've given you Earth Tongue. Yeah. And we've got Bitch Whistle, which I'm very excited to play. Hey, thanks, Jordan. We'll see you soon.
Sweet ass. Have a good one, Rachel. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we know you're pretending to be a woman, so we're giving you some things because we're legally required to do so. But we're gonna do everything that we can in other regards to make sure that you're not treated as who you actually are. Wasn't really a victory in the sense of, I get access to something, but I had to fight for it. I had to fight tooth and nail for it. And so many people still have to fight, to get just basic access. I mean, well, I barely won it, you know. I got access to hormones, but I mean, it was arbitrary. It was based on some signature.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.